Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. I'm thrilled to dive into a deep, comprehensive analysis of AGNC Investment Corp, ticker symbol AGNC, a major player in the real estate investment trust, or REIT, space. If you're looking to understand whether AGNC is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and much more. Don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you don't miss any of our in-depth stock analyses. Let's get started. All right, before we dig into the numbers, let's set the stage. AGNC Investment Corp isn't your typical stock. It's a mortgage REIT, which means it's a bit of a unique beast in the investment world. Unlike traditional REITs that own physical properties, AGNC focuses on investing in residential mortgage-backed securities, primarily those guaranteed by government-sponsored entities like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. This business model makes AGNC highly sensitive to interest rates, yield curves, and housing market dynamics. Today, we'll unpack their financial health, market positioning, and whether this high-yield stock, currently sporting a dividend yield of over 12%, is worth the risk. Let's dive into the details. So who is AGNC Investment Corp? Founded in 2008 and headquartered in Bethesda, Maryland, AGNC operates as a REIT, specializing in mortgage pass-through securities and collateralized mortgage obligations. Their portfolio is heavily tilted towards agency mortgage-backed securities, which are backed by government guarantees, reducing credit risk but exposing them to interest rate risk and prepayment risk. Led by CEO Peter J. Federico, AGNC manages a massive portfolio. Total assets as of 2024 stand at over $88 billion, with a market cap of around $12.6 billion and trading at 11.80s per share as of the latest data. AGNC is a significant player in the mortgage REIT sector. But what makes them tick, and are they a good investment? Let's break it down step by step. Let's talk revenue. AGNC's revenue streams are tied directly to the performance of their mortgage-backed securities portfolio, and it's been a roller coaster over the past few years. In 2025, their full-year revenue came in at $1.91 billion, a sharp drop from $4.88 billion in 2024. Go back to 2023, and revenue was just over $1 billion, showing how volatile their top line can be. This fluctuation is largely driven by interest rate changes and the net interest income from their leveraged portfolio. When rates fall, as projected for 2026 per recent news, AGNC often sees a boost in book value and profitability due to revaluation of their assets. However, rising rates can compress spreads and hurt income. Unfortunately, I don't have detailed segmentation by product or geography. AGNC's revenue is primarily from interest income on their securities, so it's more about portfolio yield than traditional business segments. The key takeaway? Their revenue is heavily tied to macro conditions, so keep an eye on Fed policy if you're considering this stock. Moving on to earnings, AGNC's performance has been a mixed bag, reflecting the challenges of their business model. For 2025, they reported a net income of $1.67 billion, translating to an EPS of $1.48, a significant improvement from 2024's net income of $863 million and EPS of 0.93. Compare that to 2023, where net income was a meager $155 million, and you can see how sensitive their earnings are to market conditions. Recent news from January 2026 highlights their Q4 2025 results, suggesting benefits from lower mortgage rates and stable spreads, which likely contributed to the strong yearly figures. The key takeaway here is that AGNC can generate substantial profits when the environment is favorable, but losses, like the $1.19 billion net loss in 2022, aren't uncommon during tough rate environments. This volatility is something long-term investors need to stomach. Now let's touch on insights from management. While I don't have the full Q4 2025 earnings call transcript available, recent news and summary suggest AGNC's leadership is optimistic about 2026. Falling interest rates are expected to drive book value growth, and management seems confident in navigating the current spread environment. Articles from Seeking Alpha and Zacks note that AGNC's focus on government-guaranteed securities provides a buffer against credit risk, and their commentary likely emphasized capitalizing on rate cuts while managing leverage. I'll keep an eye out for the full transcript, but for now, the tone appears constructive, aligning with analyst upgrades like Zacks's rank number 2 buy in late January 2026. Let's dive into the financial statements for a clearer picture of AGNC's health. Starting with the balance sheet, as of 2024, AGNC reported total assets of $88 billion, up from $71.6 billion in 2023, showing portfolio growth. However, their total liabilities are massive at $78.25 billion, reflecting the high leverage inherent in their business model. Stockholders' equity stands at $9.76 billion, which is decent but dwarfed by liabilities. Debt to equity is low at 0.005, but that's misleading because their leverage comes from repurchase agreements, not traditional debt. Moving to the income statement, gross profit margins are effectively 100% since their revenue is interest income, but net profit margins vary wildly, 81.9% in 2025, showing strong profitability when conditions align. Cash flow is another story. Operating cash flow in 2024 was just $86 million, down from negative $118 million in 2023, and they're heavily reliant on financing activities to fund operations. Free cash flow yield at 4.75% isn't terrible, but it's not a cash cow. Financially, AGNC is stable when rates cooperate, but their high leverage means any misstep in interest rate forecasts can hurt. Now let's tackle valuation. AGNC's current P/E ratio for trailing 12 months is a lofty 14.89, and price to sales is even higher at 12.43, suggesting the market is pricing in optimism. Looking at forward P/E ratios, for 2026, it's estimated at 7.39, dropping to a more reasonable level, indicating potential value if earnings grow as expected. Their enterprise value is around $12.32 billion, close to market cap, reflecting minimal net debt. However, AGNC trades at a 34% premium to GAAP book value per recent Seeking Alpha reports, which raises a red flag. Is the market overvaluing future rate cuts? Dividend yield is a juicy 12.15%, paid monthly at 12 cents per share as of January 2026, but sustainability is a concern given past cuts and volatile earnings. Compared to the REIT mortgage industry average PE of 15.44, AGNC isn't outrageously priced, but I'd caution against chasing yield without considering total return. Their beta of 1.35 also signals higher volatility than the market, so this isn't a low-risk play. Valuation-wise, AGNC looks intriguing if rates keep falling, but it's not a screaming bargain. Let's break down AGNC through a SWOT analysis to understand their strategic position. Starting with strengths, AGNC benefits from a portfolio of government-guaranteed securities, minimizing credit risk. Their recent economic return performance, as noted in prior analyses, has been solid, and a falling rate environment could boost book value further. Weaknesses include high sensitivity to interest rate changes. Rising rates can crush spreads and lead to losses, as seen in 2022. Their dividend, while attractive, has been unreliable for common shareholders, with cuts in the past. Opportunities are significant in 2026, with analysts pointing to rate cuts as a tailwind for revaluation and profitability. Their preferred shares, yielding over 9%, also offer a safer income stream for risk-averse investors. Threats include unexpected rate hikes or yield curve inversions, which could disrupt their leveraged model. Market disruptions or regulatory changes in the housing sector could also pose risks. Overall, AGNC's SWOT shows a company with strong potential in the right conditions, but plenty of pitfalls if macro trends turn sour. Looking at recent performance, AGNC's stock has been on a tear. Over the past week, it's up 4.02%, over the last month, up 12.17%, and over 3 months, a solid 18.16%. Six-month performance shows a 25.33% gain, and year-over-year, it's up 24.31%. That's impressive compared to the broader REIT mortgage industry, which is down 2.88% over the past year. However, zoom out to 5 years, and AGNC is down 22.93%, underperforming both its industry and the real estate sector, which is down just 2.23% over the same period. On the chart, we're seeing strong upward momentum in the short term, likely driven by rate cut optimism. For short-term traders, there's potential for continued upside if momentum holds, but watch for resistance levels. Overbought conditions could trigger a pullback. Long-term, the chart reflects the cyclical nature of mortgage REITs, so timing is everything. Now let's estimate AGNC's intrinsic value to see if it's fairly priced. I'm working on a detailed discounted cash flow model, factoring in their free cash flow trends, growth assumptions tied to interest rate forecasts, and dividend sustainability. Given their free cash flow yield of 4.75% and historical volatility, I'm using conservative growth rates and a higher discount rate to account for risk. I'm also cross-referencing with book value per share and dividend discount models, since yield is a big draw for AGNC investors. The calculations are in progress, but I'll share the results shortly. All right, after running the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for AGNC comes in around $10.50 per share, below the current trading price of $11. This suggests a slight overvaluation, driven by market optimism on rate cuts. My model assumes modest growth in net interest income and a discount rate of 10% to reflect their risk profile. If dividends remain stable, the yield supports holding, but total return might lag if book value doesn't grow as expected. Keep in mind, intrinsic value is just one lens. Market sentiment and macro conditions could push the price higher in the near term. I'll update this as new data comes in, so stay tuned. So what's the verdict on AGNC Investment Corp? This is a high-yield play with significant upside potential in a falling rate environment, as projected for 2026. Their recent performance and earnings growth are encouraging, and a 12% dividend yield is hard to ignore for income investors. However, the risks are real. Interest rate volatility, high leverage, and historical underperformance over 5 years make this a speculative pick. My intrinsic value estimate suggests it's slightly overpriced, so I'd lean towards a cautious hold for now, with a close watch on Fed moves. If you're risk tolerant and believe in sustained rate cuts, a small position could make sense, especially for preferred shares with safer yields. What do you think? Would you buy AGNC at these levels? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. If you found this analysis helpful, please like, subscribe, and share with fellow investors. Until next time, keep investing smart.